Private Employers Prepare Lawsuits Against Biden's Sweeping Vaccine Mandate. By Nick Gilbertson on September 9, 2021. Private employers have already declared they will file lawsuits against President Joe Biden's authoritarian nationwide vaccine mandate for private companies with over 100 employees. On Thursday, President Biden implemented a new mandate that requires all companies that employ over 100 employees to enforce a vaccine requirement on their workers. Biden's mandate ignores individuals who have already had coronavirus and have built immunity to the illness. Fresh off of the heels of Biden's announcement, Charlie Kirk and others made clear they will not force their employees to get vaccinated and threatened the administration with a lawsuit. Kirk tweeted that there was no chance the company Turning Point USA would be enforcing the mandate on their more than 170 employees and that the company will sue you, Joe Biden, and win. Higher education fellow and spokeswoman for campus reform Angelina Morabito tweeted that Biden's decree will be challenged by a slew of companies. If you listen really closely to the live stream of Biden's speech, you can hear the sound of a million lawsuits being filed, she wrote. Others tweeted that the mandate may be unconstitutional and the order will not hold up once a civil case is brought before the United States court system. Kansas Senator Dr. Roger Marshall, R., called the mandate an all-out assault on private business, our civil liberties, and our entire constitutional system of limited government. This will likely get struck down in the court, but is a terrifying glimpse of the new Marxist Dem Party. Trump endorsed Republican Joe Kent, who is running for a congressional seat in Washington's 3rd District. Kent tweeted, "Biden's team knows this won't hold up in court, but that doesn't matter. The marriage between this admin, big tech and the media gives him plenty of power." Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas slammed Biden's federal overreach. "Are you people trying to start a full-on revolt?" he tweeted. "Honestly, what the hell is wrong with Democrats? Leave people the hell alone. This is insanity." Congressman Ben Klein, RVA, labeled the federal order as a gross abuse of power and potentially unconstitutional. The tweet goes on to read, "The federal government has no right to trample on workers' rights, medical freedom and individual liberty." Congressman Kelly Armstrong, RND, expressed that decisions about getting a vaccine should be made after consultation with a doctor, and called the move the definition of government overreach. The congressman followed up his initial post with a secondary tweet. "Instead of making people more comfortable with getting the vaccine, it is making people angry."